Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, dating, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours, so write us.
You heard it. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, what does I need space mean? All right, if you have to ask. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been with my boyfriend for 7 going on 8 years off and on. He's broken up with me 3 times because he says I'm not domestic enough or I say the wrong things when he asks me to do things. Then he'll call so we can get back together. Just recently, I moved back in with him, and he got upset that men were speaking to me at a motorcycle event when he left me alone for hours at a time. Mind you, these men were not hitting on me at all, and he knew one of the guys, and the guy told him we were all just hanging around and talking. But the whole time, he was over with a group of women showing off his bike. He said that biking is a different world, and he is allowed to do anything he wants while he's out riding. He said, because it's his thing and I'm new to it, I have to respect him and stop talking to other men when we're out. He decided to pay me back by staying out the next night until 4 a.m. He wouldn't tell me where he went or who he was with. After 2 weeks of not speaking, I decided to approach him. I told him we have a lot of unresolved issues and he doesn't value me as his woman. He didn't say a word. He just stared at me. So I left the house for a few hours. When I got back, he told me that he needs space. What does that mean? He is 55 years old. I am 45. I have no idea what space is for a 55-year-old man. To make it worse, he tried to be all lovey-dovey with me that night. I went to sleep in the other room. I have been rather cold since then, and he hasn't said much to me either. Do I need to move out for good, or should I wait to see if this blows over like it always does? Please advise. Okay, you don't have to wait to do anything, okay? Please, while you're listening to our response to this letter, please get your suitcases out. This is what I need you to do and start packing right now, okay? I'm assuming you do have some place to go because you asked us, should you move? You can pack whatever you need now. You can come back with a friend or relative, not by yourself, to get the rest of your stuff later. Or you can pack everything now and just be out, okay? This man means you no good. How dare he say he doesn't have to tell you where he's been or who he was out with? How dare he come in at 4 in the morning? How dare he say, you know, whatever he says, you know, just staring at you when you try to approach him. No. He doesn't respect you. He treats you horribly. It's time for you to stand up for yourself. Stop taking this mess. So go now. Get away from him. Don't think about it. Just get away from him. Then maybe you can see from the outside looking in who this man really is. Okay? He's too controlling. Tommy?
All right. What does I need space mean? That means he is tired of you again and again. All right, so 45 years old versus 55 years old. All right, y'all been doing this for how long? 7-8 years. All right, been doing it 7-8 years, and then we got we done broke up 3 times because what? I'm not domestic enough. What does that mean? You ain't cooking and cleaning. All right, this house probably just nasty as all get out. You ain't cooking and cleaning. He can't stand it, but he think he can do whatever he wants to do. This is nothing but a man being able to say, you know what? We're gonna take a break. I'm gonna go do what I want to do, and then we'll come back, get together, here's what I don't understand. When he tell you he wants a break, then later on that night, we gonna be lovey-dovey? These are mixed signals. He ready for you to go, but he wanna be lovey-dovey before you leave. Does this even make sense to you? Have you done the math? When I look at this, when you say y'all been together 7-8 years, y'all been doing this forever. Ever since y'all been together, y'all been breaking up, getting back together. Breaking up, getting back together. That's it. That's y'all's system. That's what y'all got. Y'all have absolutely nothing. This is not a relationship. 7-8 years, evidently we ain't talking about getting married. All he care about is that bike. That bike clean. That bike is clean. It's outstanding. The bike pulling the ladies, and what he told you, you can't get in my motorcycle world. This ain't got nothing to do with you. This how I roll. When I roll, you can't mess this up. I get to talk to the ladies. When you rolling with me, you stand over there by yourself. You don't get to talk to nobody else. You gonna do what I tell you to do. Get out of this. Come on, lady. Why are you sitting around with this? Now you should want more for yourself. Y'all 45, 55 years old. So you way too grown for this. So this makes no sense to me. Let me just go and say it like this. Y'all are not ready to love. Y'all not.
You better say that.
Y'all are just not. You are not ready to love, baby.
Yeah, she
that's not what this is.
Show me
where anywhere in this letter where it looked like you love this man. I don't see it. I don't see no love nowhere. All I see is argument, lovey-dovey, break up for about 3-4 months, get back together. Argument because you don't do domestic work. All right, lovey-dovey, we split up again. That's all this is. It's a cycle. So until you start wanting more for yourself, you are going to continue to get this. You're going to continue moving around in this cycle, and you're going to go from 45 to 55, and you're going to look up and you done put 18 years in this mess. Stop. Matter of fact, when you pack up this time, make up your mind and say, you know what, I ain't coming back. This is it. Let me find me a man that is compatible to me. Let me find me a man that when I ride on his bike, when we roll in together, we roll in hard. We together. Matter of fact, find you a biker over there with him. And that's when you really met. Yeah. Ooh. I don't get you one of the
like
biker
it.
Dudes.
I like it.
That's out there rolling.
All right.
With
we'll
him.
Have part 2 of our responses to this letter coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. We'll hear from Junior, today's Strawberry Letter subject. What does I need space mean? We'll get back into it right after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time now to recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, what does I need space mean? A 45-year-old woman who's dating a 55-year-old man wrote in. They've been together for 7 going on 8 years. But here's the deal. They've been off and on for 7 or 8 years. So you know what that means. When he's off, he's with someone else. He's just not on with her, right?
That's what off is.
Off is off with you, not with someone else. Then he'll call to get back together, and she does what? She takes him back. She just recently moved back in the house. He took her to a motorcycle event. He got upset because other men were talking to her, but meanwhile, he was over leaving her by herself for hours while he was over showing off his bike to some other women, and he told her that was his world, and he could do whatever he wanted to do. She didn't like it, so he stayed out all night, came back in the house at 4 a.m. She confronted him in a nice way. She said she decided to approach him because they stopped speaking for 2 weeks. She told him he didn't value her as a woman. He stopped speaking to her, so she left the house for a few hours. When she got back, he told her that he needed space. So she wants to know what that means. We all know what I need space means. It means you're off again. That's what that means. That's what that means. Right. And then he wanted to be lovey-dovey that night with her. So she said she slept in the other room. She's been rather cold since then. She's asking the question, does she need to move out for good or should she wait to see if this blows over like it always does? Tommy and I both said she needs to leave, and she's absolutely right. He does not value her. Junior, what you got?
Shirley, once again, I'm diving my brain because I have experience in this area too. My mom and my stepdad, they belong to a motorcycle club. I've seen these people. I know how it goes. Alicia Carroll got a Harley. My stepdad have a Harley. They got a motorcycle club. I know when they pull up the Galveston Motorcycle Week. I seen it. Been there. Done it. Seen all this. Now, I hear what you're saying, Tommy, and Shirley, y'all is right. But that's not my take on it. Now, y'all are absolutely right. Here's the thing. You in a motorcycle club. Do your part. You know what you're supposed to do.
What?
Exactly what the man said. You know, you in the motorcycle club. We ain't talking about a country club. We talking about a motorcycle club. You know exactly what's supposed to happen over here. That man can talk to all the women. See, his motorcycle, like Tommy said, his bike is nice. That's why all the women come around. But you're supposed to stand there and sit behind him. He got a vest on with no shirt. Got a belly, too.
And you're speaking of from experience.
Oh, so. I've seen it. I've seen all of this.
You've seen it.
Now, so if you don't want to be in a motorcycle club, since you like these type of men, this type of environment, your next thing, trail rides. Your ass is out there. Now, you going from motorcycle clubs to trail rides. Your ass finna be out there. You just, both of y'all wear chaps. Everybody got chaps on. Horses or motorcycle. Everybody got some chaps. You finna be out there. Either you want to be on the back of a motorcycle or want to be back of a horse. Pick yours.
But he doesn't respect her. He keeps leaving her.
That's how they do it. That's them. Now, if you like not being respected, stay over there.
Okay.
Motorcycle club, trail ride. Which one you want? Either you want to stay out on a motorcycle or you want to stay out on a horse. Which one? Pick one.
Oh, my God.
Because it's your crowd.
Either way, it's a rough ride.
It's a rough ride. Either way, it goes.
For sure. Wow. So those are her choices unless she does better for herself. Yeah.
Like Tommy said, you need to go find another group. Respect yourself. Have you tried a tennis club? Golf club?
Okay.
Rocket ball.
Have you found something else? But no.
Pickleball
club. Anything. Mm-hmm. Because these are the men that are out there. All of them.
That's how they treat you in a motorcycle club, though?
What? Sure. Worse than that.
What?
But just you want to be out there, and you don't even know that you already know that you deserve more. But this has been going on for 7, going on 8 years.
8 years. That's
you've been in a motorcycle club when you was in your 30s.
Wow.
Now, you still out here?
You have allowed this.
She definitely has allowed it. But she obviously doesn't know better, because if she knew better, I think she would do better. She's starting to now. She's starting to get it. She told him he didn't value her. She did say
First
that.
Of all,
but I hope she values herself.
Get your helmet off that back seat, put it on, and get on back and ride off. That's what you're doing. Go ahead.
On his bike. Steal his bike.
Yeah.
Take your helmet with you, though.
Put your arms up under his pectorals and hold on, because we finna make a left turn. Ride. That's you. Ride.
Please.
When we get to our destination, get off the bike, because you can't go but 150 miles at a time. We get to the gas station, go in there, get him something to drink, and let him fill up the motorcycle, because that's what it is, 150 miles. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
You chose this life. You knew what this was. Now, you don't like motorcycles? Well, then go ahead on trail rides. At least they got a band for you out there.
Maybe somebody joined us in the Corvette Club. You know, they got a bunch of Corvette Club.
Golly, you ain't got to take
this. Get out now, please.
Yes.
You don't want to spend another 7 or 8 years with this life. Uh-uh. All right, guys. Thank you. Well, you can post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.